After successfully kickstarting her campaign, Olivia Chow scrummed with journalists on her platform.
The first question is Chicago. I respect the people of Chicago. It's important they get faster and good service, better services. Above-ground train services for Chicago can be built within 4 years, so it's a line that is 4 years faster and 4 more stops and $1 billion less. That means not the 30 years of property tax increases.
Chow also said that the people of Toronto need to come together to build better public transit in response to her stance on wanting to remove the Gardiner Expressway. Wai Kiat Tang, both a Chow and NDP supporter, also took part in the launch. As a supporter, he says Chow's campaign relies highly on progressive governance.
I think fundamentally, Olivia Chow's campaign is like, you know, reprioritizing our priorities. Fundamentally, we need a government, we need progressive leadership that invests in people, that invests in communities, that understands the value of a dollar.
Tang also mentioned that people know what Olivia Chow stands for as a progressive leader with a track record which people can connect to. Councillor Pam McConnell also attended the campaign opening in support of Chow. She mentioned how Chow's dedication to Toronto says a lot about how she cares for all Torontonians.
She has made her way right up to Ottawa, and she has decided to come back. That is, you can't buy that experience, and you also can't buy that humanity that she brings with it. She is not from an elite family. She is from a Toronto family, and I think that that speaks volumes to what Torontonians can expect.
Throughout the scrum, Chow also promised to donate every penny from one of her pensions. Her promise was in response to allegations of double-dipping in pensions from her late husband and former NDP leader, Jack Layton. This is Leandro Diaz-Mattis, Toronto Observer.